We are now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates boys tennis team, Coach Tomford. And Coach, it was two matches. It was the same number, at least 5-2. But you ended up losing the first one. You come back and win the second one. First match, how did that one go?
Well, it was, you know, against Minnewaska, and hadn't played them yet this year. A couple of my players, well, for one, we were out one of our top 10. Hudson Rick wasn't able to join us today, so we pulled up a freshman, Alex Zammert, and we put him at number 4 singles, and just tried to kind of see how that new lineup, we had to change things around a little bit, and, you know, we fell a little bit short against Minnewaska. Some of the boys did, you know, really well, played very strongly, and others, we saw some areas that we need some improvement.
Yeah, it looks like Isaac Tomford had a great day out there. He was able to get a win in that first match against Minnewaska.
Yeah, he's played Connor before, but he was really solid. He came out very strong, very determined. Lost just one game in that match. So yeah, he had a really good match with Minnewaska.
And then your top doubles pairing of Grant Funk and Jack Everett, they had a strong one as well.
They did. They actually were playing right next to each other on the court from Isaac, and so it just kind of was a nice, you know, nice to see the number one single and the number one double go out like that on a day like today.
And then taking on Perham, that was a lot better for you guys.
It sure was. It, you know, it almost kind of felt like we needed that first one of the day to kind of work out the kinks, because we kept the same lineup for the second match against Perham, and those doubles players played much better together against Perham, and all three of our doubles matches won. So it was a much better showing with Perham.
Once again, Isaac Tomford able to get a win, but also Reggie Wingem, he got a win too.
Yep, he sure did. You know, Reggie against Minnewaska had that super tiebreaker loss, which was, you know, always a tough thing to experience. But he, you know, he took a rest because this was a long first match. And then he came out and he, you know, pretty handedly took care of his Perham opponent.
And then the other two doubles pairings, as you mentioned, you guys were able to get all three wins in the doubles. Let's go over those other two pairings. And then also, how important was it to get a nice sweep there with the doubles wins?
It sure was, you know, especially with the change up in the lineup. Two of the teams had, like, Caden Boyk and Gunnar Groven. This was their first day that they've played together. Same with Tim Brule and Colton Osborne. So I think it kind of took that Minnewaska match to kind of get them a little bit more comfortable with each other. And then they were able to come out for that second match and be successful.
Overall, a pretty positive day.
I would say so. I would say we played some pretty good tennis today. There's, you know, of course, things that we still can improve on, but it was a beautiful day under the hot sun, and it was fun to be outside.
What have you guys been practicing on as of late, and has it been a really big advantage being able to get out so early?
Oh, it definitely has, because I think, you know, Perham, this was their first match of the year. They've been struggling with, you know, snow still on the ground there, and so this was their opening mark. You know, we got out. We had several days at Choice in Grand Forks when we still had some snow on the ground, and so getting out early and being able to play and practice, I think, has been a huge advantage.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting the victory for today, at least against Perham. And what's coming up next for you guys?
We have, well, we're staying in Alexandria tonight. We have a quad tomorrow. We play Alexandria, we play Monticello, and Delano.
All right. Well, best of luck in that tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.